neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
One of the greatest privilege in Hanukkah is to say Hallel for 8 days. Hallel Gamur. So we're going to start tomorrow, Shah Tovah Musacha, to say Hallel Gamur with Simcha, Bne'ima, Matanat. As brought that Huda says Hallel with Simcha, with Kavana, will mevatel many, many gezerot. Amen. Hallel has... I'm sorry?
Every day also Sefer Torah.
Yes, yes. But before we get to Sefer Torah, the Hilchot Hallel is very delicate, and that is Hallel, even though that you notice there are Mizmorei Tehillim, it doesn't mean that you're permitted to speak. I mean, some people, they like to speak, either it's in the middle of the Lachash or Chazara, or, but at the time of the Hallel, speaking, interruption is not permitted. There are limited chances to answer Amen and Divrei Kedusha, just like Hilchot Shema. So now we say Be'acha, Sheikh Middei Shams Tosvan Yirmut Ha'alel. So now many times, like the Chazan says the Be'acha, and then the Kal HaKadosh follow. So the misunderstanding that Chazan respond to the bracha and says Amen. So this is called Hefsek. Why? Because when the Chazan said the bracha, what did he say the bracha for?
Hallel.
Hazakum Baruch. So now he's not permitted either to speak or even answer Amen. But there's a misunderstanding.
Or wait for
it. Okay? Well, no, yes. He should start right away. Yes. And that applies to us too. That when we say Beracha, even though we hear the Beracha from somebody else, we're not permitted to answer. You have to right away start, just like any other Berachot that we say. We say, Nitatev v'sisid, we wear it. V'aniach tefillin, we tie it. Tishakon nihya v'dvaro, we drink it. We don't do foot. So then we have said Beracha and blowing on the tea. You have to drink it, right? Yeah, or kissing the talit after saying the bracha. You just wear it. So that's one point. And also, if somebody forgot, he didn't know. Or let's say in Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, he thought...
When they say the halel bracha, you should say amen or not?
No, you say bracha and start right away.
But you say amen to the chazan. Everybody should say together, no?
Before. Before you start the halel. You can wait when the chazan says the bracha, and then you respond Amen, and then you start your Hallel. But you cannot say Beracha and respond to Amen of other people before Hallel.
So we don't say the blessing, we just say Amen to the Chazan?
No, you do say. He says, he starts, then you say, you start. Everybody says Beracha.
So you say the Amen before you start your Beracha?
Right. Yeah.
You still could say.
It's not better, but
then you say together.
It doesn't work.
Amen Chatufa.
So that's one point. So now, if one forgot to say the bracha, he thought it's Rosh Chodesh, so in Rosh Chodeshim, we don't say Hallel Gamur. So then somebody told him, no, you have to say. Or, Chas v'Shalom, you didn't come to Beit Knesset. So at home, the Alf Shtadim was informed that you have to say the Hallel Gamur. You didn't say bracha. So in the middle of the Hallel, he's permitted to say the bracha. You say the bracha, so Likmur et Hallel doesn't mean the whole Hallel. Even whatever that is left can say bracha. Another important point, ladies that are exempt from saying Hallel. So that means they're not permitted to say bracha. They only say the bracha once a year, and that is on Pesach night. That's it. But other Hallelim, during the year, they're not permitted to say bracha. But if they want to say the Hallel without the bracha,
even on Shalosh Regalim, they don't say it.
No, only Pesach night, they say the bracha, just like everyone. But even though that they are obligated to observe the Nerot Hanukkah, that means by themselves, for any case that either the husband is out of town and so on, doesn't have access and so on to light candles, they're obligated to observe the mitzvah. But as far as the halel, they're exempt. So they don't say the bracha, but if they like to say the halel, they're permitted to do so, and the kabbal tzahar. But they should not say the bracha.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.